Friends, the Old Testament has much to say about the identity, nature, and work of the promised Messiah King. He was to come through the physical line of Abraham, Isaac, Israel or Jacob, and Judah, all the way down through the royal offspring of King David. As Abraham's seed, he brings blessing to all families of the earth. Yet, even before Abraham, he was promised as offspring or seed of woman to engage in a spiritual battle against the tempter, Satan, the root of all evil. Later on, Isaiah's prophecy clarified this. In the 7th chapter, it says, "Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." So, he came through King David's royal lineage, but born to a virgin. The name Emmanuel means God is with us. So clearly, the promised Messiah was to represent the very presence of God among his people. Isaiah foretold more about him in his 9th chapter. "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace, there will be no end, on the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forevermore." So friends, Isaiah's prophecy announces the child born to the virgin as far more than representing divine presence on earth. He is called Mighty God and Everlasting Father. In other words, he's viewed in the Hebrew language as El, enjoying the very mighty power of the eternal Father God. He is everlasting. He had no beginning and will have no end. So Emmanuel is El. In the 2nd chapter of the Bible, the same creator is called Yahweh Elohim, meaning the Lord God, Jehovah God. What wonderful news to humanity. Jehovah God comes to us as Emmanuel. He is God with us. From before time, the blessed Almighty Triune God, in his holy eternal counsel, designed a wonderful saving plan. In Jesus the Messiah, the self-giving Son of God added to his divine nature our finite human nature to take our place and become the Savior of all people who cling to him. He is the Jehovah Messiah. Hallelujah.